This is Jeff Chrysler of Cheater and the Rude on Progressive Radio Network. We are doing something and we want you to do it along with us. Listen, we've had some fun shows lately and today is going to be no different. This Cheater and the Rude is going to be the beginning of an hour-long final edition. Yeah, that's right. We're calling incest is best. So in about 15 seconds, we'll start up the final edition radio hour. You hear a chunk of it now, another chunk at 8:30, and you can always download the full thing in its entirety on the archives later today, tonight, tomorrow. You guys are the best. Check out Get Rich Cheating, the book, Repundit, the blog, and yourselves for life.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for audiences who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Welcome to the Final Edition Radio Hour, Satire with Teeth. I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And I'm Tony Hendra. This week, McDonald's finally merges with Pfizer, we dump all over Dylan, and the weather is just fine. Just fine.
We'll also preview Her, the sequel, prove our love for the NSA, and we'll rally to save our poor, downtrodden, and unemployed drones.
This is the Final Edition Radio...
Oh my God! Hour!
We at Koch Industries wanted to know what freedom means, so we got opinions from the people who matter the most. Ordinary Americans.
What does freedom mean to me? I guess it means people much richer than I can get huge tax breaks, even though they export jobs to other countries. In fact, because they outsource jobs. That should be required.
It means really rich people can spend so much money on their favorite political causes that it completely drowns out my voice. I mean, the less you hear from me, the better.
It means a pair of wealthy industrialists can prevent any meaningful progress against global warming, thus dooming the rest of us to a century of weather disasters.
And what would you do if these freedoms were taken away?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. I guess I'd shoot up a crowded mall. Maybe a college campus.
I'd blow myself up in a bus, and I'd make sure the bomb had, you know, a lot of nails and glass and stuff.
I'd start kidnapping children.
Hey, you know what? Ordinary Americans love freedom. Why don't you?
The proceeding was paid for by dark money routed through an offshore account to a dummy nonprofit and distributed to a grassroots organization that would be nothing, and I mean nothing, without our help. So maybe they should think about that.
Straight couple fights to adopt gay baby.
This is Media Insider, and my guest tonight is Francis Stapler, an actual human being who talks like a headline of an Upworthy post. Mr. Stapler, welcome.
It's so good to be here. Just watch how I react.
Okay. Now, for those not familiar with Upworthy, their posts appear a lot on Facebook, usually some uplifting video with a politically liberal message, and headlines that are always kind of, well, Mr. Stapler, how would you describe them?
The headlines are so manipulative, you'll be amazed when you see this one amazing thing in the article.
Right, they all kind of sound like that. So, how did you start talking this way?
I clicked on so many Upworthy headlines when I didn't even want to. You won't believe what happened next.
So, what happened?
What?
What happened next, after you clicked on the headlines?
After I clicked on all those headlines, you won't believe what happened next.
You already said that. Do you have any kind of follow-up, or are you just stringing me along?
You think there's no follow-up, but suddenly this interviewer is in for a shock.
And what's the shock? You got nothing.
My shock is so non-existent, you won't not believe what doesn't happen next. All my friends stopped talking to me. And then I saw something amazing!
No, you didn't.
People get so annoyed. Their reactions will inspire you.
Okay, we're going to commercial.
What is our product? What does it do? Why do you buy it? What's going on? Why am I talking? Where am I? What is this? What does it weigh? How many are you? What can I get you? What are our specials? How did I get in your house? And what am I going to do to your family? You'll be amazed when I tell you.
We are back with Francis Stapler, the man who speaks in Upworthy headlines. And listeners should know that Mr. Stapler has, in fact, found a girlfriend. Her name is Anne Singer. She's in our studio, and apparently she talks in BuzzFeed headlines. Anne, how's the relationship going?
Click here for 12 ways this relationship is unsatisfying.
Ah, and now she's downloading 12 different GIFs at once, and it's crashing our studio computers. So we'll have to say goodbye. Thank you both for coming in.
Which Simpsons character is our dysfunctional relationship? Take our quiz.
Oh, I'm gonna take the quiz.
And now, another nationwide panic from Fox News.
Tonight on the O'Reilly Factor, once again, civil rights run amok. Are we now seeing gay arranged marriages, children as young as 8 years old having a same-sex union arranged for them by their parents? The internet is literally bursting with stories about arranged gay courtships, and Lisa Murtry of Chicago may have seen one.
All I know is two children of the same-sex couples were brought together in a quote-unquote playdate. And I thought to myself, those two seem awfully young to be dating.
Unthinkable. Yet this story has not received any national attention. Joining us now from Miami is Bernie Goldberg. Bernie, what's your take on these gay arranged marriages and how the media is responding to it?
Well, gays keep saying they want equal rights, so it was only a matter of time before they wanted to arrange marriages in the traditional manner. But the mainstream media won't touch this story, and it's got nothing to do with journalistic integrity. Gays are a prize demographic, and the New York Times cannot afford to call them out on this.
But I want to be careful here, because I don't know how pervasive this is. And I don't know if it's all same-sex couples arranging same-sex marriages between small children.
Well, I mean, straight people let their kids play together, but marriage isn't an issue for straight people. Whereas gay people have been talking about marriage nonstop for 10 years, and now their kids are getting together. And this is the natural extension. It's disgraceful not to treat this as a legitimate news story. And, of course, LGBT leaders are predictably silent about it.
It's a troubling situation, and it all goes back to gays and lesbians feeling special and being raised by distant fathers and overprotective mothers and only ever experiencing love in large public bathhouses.
Absolutely.
So they're sold a bill of goods by the LGBT leaders to think they have to overcompensate because they've been so-called victims of straight society, when really the victims are these kids.
Absolutely. And although I don't know any of the children who've been forced to get gay married, I'll bet you 99.99% of them are straight. And there's probably one of these forced weddings every 6 seconds in New York and California.
All right. Now, since we can't find any videos or witnesses of an arranged gay marriage ceremony, Bernie will now stage one based on how he imagines it.
That's correct. I've brought these two little boys into the studio.
What's happening? Who are you people?
So just to make clear, Bernie, you kidnapped these children off the street and they have no idea what's going on.
Correct. And that's exactly how it would take place in the real world.
Kid, what's your name?
Ethan.
And you're what, 8 years old?
8¾.
No one cares, Ethan. And what's your name? Ethan's future husband.
I want to go home.
Oh, this is just pitiful.
That's right, Bill. But no matter how much these kids scream and beg, their parents force them into marriage. Just like we're going to do here.
What's wrong with you people? What kind of sick idiots would do this?
That is an excellent question, isn't it? How can we, in a civilized society, allow this kind of thing to take place? Bernie, have you got the ring?
Right here. All right, kid. Put this ring on Ethan's finger and repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed.
I don't want to get married to Ethan.
Well, then you shouldn't have knocked him up. Say the words, kid, or you never get to leave Fox News.
With this ring, I thee wed.
All right, now you're married. And you have to eat your entire wedding cake. You like that? You like that? Because you're going to eat 15 pounds of it. You stop crying and put the entire cake in your mouth.
Oh, this is so disturbing. How can gay people do this?
And straight liberals, too. I bet they start forcing their kids into gay marriage just to be politically correct.
That is so typical. Well, thank you, Bernie. Coming up, a disturbing new trend among black teenagers sitting down on top of white babies. There's a picture of it online someplace, so stick around.
And now, in a brand new low for the final edition, we bring you Famous Farts in Congressional History.
May 3rd, 1982.
Next item on the agenda, the Medicare issue.
Oh, Speaker O'Neill, that is disgusting.
It wasn't me. That was not me. It was Ted Kennedy.
You are a filthy liar, Speaker O'Neill. You're disgraceful.
Well, if that isn't the pot calling the kettle black, it probably was Kennedy, even though he was way over there.
Kennedy stinks. Kennedy stinks. Kennedy
stinks. You're all louses. How dare you?
Area Man sues The Onion for long-standing bias against area men.
I'm Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel. You know, my government has suffered some bad PR recently. People say we're reductive and unreasonable, that we accept no criticism, and that we ask American Jews to defend unreasonable state policy. But you know, my cabinet ministers and I are just regular folks like you. We're attorneys.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if you don't exonerate my client, you're anti-Semitic.
We're salesmen.
Buy my brushes, or you're an anti-Semite.
We're doctors.
Why won't you get better? Don't you like the Jews?
We're mothers.
Clean your room, or you're a Nazi.
And we're lovers.
When you reject me for sex, you reject all the Jewish people.
In Israel's right-wing government, we're just regular folks. And all we want is a little unwavering support, no matter what we do. If that's too much to ask, well, I guess I know what that makes you.
Disclaimer, the guy who wrote that is Jewish.
Coming up on the final edition Radio Hour, we'll review a State of the Union address and hear from our new sponsors, the Chinese Express Card. We hope to be right back.
Welcome back to the final edition Radio Hour, a more perfect onion.
And now, the State of the Union with North Korean President Kim Jong-un.
It's not the State of the Union. It's the State of the Kim Jong-un. Ah, if the United States makes any moves on North Korea, I will destroy the entire country in a nuclear war, except Dennis Rodman. Ah, Dennis Rodman can hold a basketball, but he can't hold his liquor. I had my uncle killed. That makes me the Hamlet of insane rogue nation dictators. To be or not to be, a complete whack job. We are not that different from the United States. You have Obamacare. We have prison camps. You have Social Security. We have prison camps. You have Fox News. Actually, even we don't have nothing like Fox News. I just want to say that I am not an overgrown adolescent who used violence and torture to get his own way. No, I am a full-grown adolescent who uses crystal meth and violence and torture and nuclear threats and Dennis Rodman to get his own way. Ah! Ha ha! The support you, and me bless North Korea! Ah! Ha ha!
On Judgment Day, shocked Christian stands before Allah.
Now our finance feature, Money or Die. An unexpected merger today between Pfizer, the world's largest pharmaceutical company, and beloved fast food giant McDonald's sent shockwaves of excitement throughout Wall Street. Pfizer CEO Ian Reed.
This was a no-brainer. For years, McDonald's has been creating millions of patients for our meds, meds which keep their consumers alive so they can go back for more of those 99-cent specials. So why not work hand in hand?
Stock prices soared as the new megacorp rolled out a groundbreaking McHealth menu. Fred Golguff, McDonald's Global VP of Food Engineering, explained it to me at their flagship franchise on 42nd Street in New York City.
A great example of our groundbreaking McHealth menu is the delicious new McBLT, bacon, Lipitor, and tomato.
Yeah. Nationwide surveys indicate massive approval for the merger among McDonald's customers. Our Stone Peck checked out a franchise in remote Bullwallop, West Texas.
Meet Sue Gomfucker, mayor of Bullwallop. Hey, Sue, you're a regular here, right?
Sure am. I dine at my favorite restaurant 2, 3, 4 times a day.
What's that tasty-looking meal?
This is a premium crispy chicken McLyrica classic. I've got a generalized anxiety disorder. This allows me to get all the anticonvulsant I need along with the bacon I crave.
Sue's husband, Lem, is also sampling the new McHealth menu. Lem, I understand you suffer from chronic gout?
Yep. Yep. Used to hurt so bad if could have bent over, I'd have hacked off my toes with an axe. Not anymore. Just get me a couple of Xyloprim red meat rib wraps. Yeah, and I can dance all night.
What's that other item on your plate?
Oh, that's dessert. Southern style McApple Viagra pie with cheese.
Well, I reckon I'll have something to say about that.
Happy meals indeed. Fred Golguff, wrap this up for us.
Thanks to the largest fast food chain on Earth, people can now eat all they want and not die. Now, how great is that?
Didn't Subway just become the largest fast food chain in the world?
Well, yeah, but we still have the largest customers.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by the Chinese Express Card. Honey, what's wrong?
Matthew, it's just so unfair. Here we are in Maryland, finally able to get married, and we don't have a proper chuppah.
Simon, honey, I'm sure the rabbi will know where to rent one.
Rent? Rent? No! I want us to have our own chuppah that we will treasure forever! And I want it to be top of the line, an imported one from China.
It's not in the budget, Simon.
Bitch!
Gold card benefits, privileged treatment at Chinese takeout restaurants anywhere in the world, complete annual acupuncture, reduced rates on major city suburban bus lines. Platinum card, first delivery from Chinese takeout restaurants anywhere in the world, complete monthly acupuncture, free passes on major city suburban bus lines. Rare earth card, confidential. Register online now for amazing pleasure benefits. Do it today!
It's time to meet the Final Edition Radio Hour's chaplain and end times advisor, Pastor John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas. Here's Pastor John with another End Times God Podcast.
Today, why Christians must wipe out the environment. Folks ask me, Reverend, how come we need laws against witchcraft? Because the heathen practice witchcraft, and environmentalists are heathens. Witches and warlocks who worship the moon and trees. They hug trees and fornicate with them. They kidnap Christian babies with long-range magic and feed them to endangered species. The environment is heathen. Do endangered species worship the Lord and sing hymns and raise their children in the fear of the Lord? No. They sit around never doing a lick of work, naked as the day they was born, with their sex doodads banging around between the legs and fornicating with any female that comes down the trail. The environment is dark-sided. The environment sends us hurricanes, tsunamis, snowstorms, forest fires, floods, pestilence. Where does a plague of frogs come from? Or boils or black fly? From some fine Christian oil or coal company? No siree, Bob. They come from the environment. Without strip mining and clear cutting and bulldozing, without chemicals and pollutants and the Army Corps of Engineers, God bless their holy earth movers, we would be engulfed in a nightmare called the environment. Hungry, thirsty, cold and naked, having spotted owls and Canada geese pecking out our eyes, having our steaming entrails ripped from our bellies by polar bears and snail darters. Every single one of these heathen killers coming from where, brethren and sistren? Idaho? No, the environment. The Lord God gave us the environment to wipe out. The Lord wants a planet stripped of heathen trees and sinful species. Oceans emptied of fat, lazy whales, and freeloading baby seals. He doesn't want to see a speck of green. Green makes the Lord see red. Green is the color of envy and witch vomit. God wants a spotless white planet, ready for him to destroy utterly when he returns. For the Messiah is coming, America. Wherefore, rejoice!
Jesus returns, is immediately shot dead. With luck, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Final Edition Radio Hour, a more perfect onion.
It's time for the weather report. Looks like everything out there is normal. Lisa Spunk has the forecast here in New York.
We're going to have the same temperature as the planet Neptune this weekend. It won't last long, but it should crush all traces of life. So bundle up and try to leave behind something to prove you ever existed.
Thanks, Lisa. Brrr. So much for all that talk about global warming. Now to Strong Powers in Los Angeles. Strong, how's sunny California?
Everything's on fire, Jeff. It's the middle of winter, but the San Gabriel Mountains are flaring up like flash paper. Chaparral is disappearing like a magic act.
Well, enjoy all that sunshine, Strong.
I'm actually surrounded by flames. If you could just...
Over to Europe with our Scottish correspondent, Angus McAngus. Hey, Angus, getting enough rain?
As is the flooding in Dumfries and Orkney. Cyclones are knocking down Edinburgh. Glasgow's flooded to the 10th floor. They stagger what is up to me after weather news.
Love the accent, Angus. And speaking of water, let's go to Sandeep Rathmar in the Himalayas in India. Sandeep, I hear the surf's up out there.
Yes, sir. The glaciers are melting, and tsunamis are wiping out our mountainside. A torrent of sand and ice washed away some of my crops and all of my family. So yes, it is a surfing safari, sir.
Hey, send some of that water out to California, Sandeep. We could use it.
Seriously, we need water really badly.
This weather report is brought to you by Candy Crush, the wacky internet game that everyone is talking about. Go online and play it right now.